Let's hear from our political editor, Mark Davenport. What are we to make of it, Mark?
Well, certainly it's not often that we get committee hearings where civil servants are saying that they believe that their conversations with ministers or former ministers have been recorded without their consent. That was pretty explosive. Also, the fact that we actually did get a name, albeit that he caveated it. Andrew McCormick was saying that whilst Andrew Crawford, Arlene Foster's former special advisor, was the man who he believed might have been exerting influence over the renewable heating scheme, he had no direct evidence, but we did get that name, and that will certainly, I would have thought, feature in the headlines. So, and then on top of all of that, this assertion that there might have been some kind of insider trading going on, a tip-off that got out of his department, which he's still investigating, which might have helped explain that great spike in applications, a sort of a tip-off get in whilst the going's good because this might be closed soon.
And what about Andrew Crawford? Who is he?
Well, Andrew Crawford is a farmer from County Tyrone. Formerly, he worked for the Ulster Farmers Union. He went to the DUP then. I think he was an advisor to their MEP, Jim Allister, who, of course, has since left the party. Then he moved on as a special advisor to Arlene Foster, and he's been with Arlene Foster through a number of appointments when she was at the Enterprise Department working on this scheme. Then he moved with her to finance. And then when she became First Minister, he went to work for the DUP's agriculture minister, Michelle McElveen. He has revealed that his brother is a poultry farmer and is a claimant for the RHI scheme, but has said that he has never sought to keep the RHI scheme open. I think he was asked by the BBC at the time that there was that Nolan special with the interview with Jonathan Bell on the topic in December, and he said, "I never sought to keep the RHI scheme open at the original higher tariff against the wishes of the minister." He was referring there to Jonathan Bell. Now, we have, of course, asked the DUP for a new statement on Dr. Andrew Crawford's behalf, but we've yet to hear back from him at the time of me going to air.
It has to be said, Mark, that Andrew McCormick also told the committee that no advice was given to Mrs. Foster that she really needed to get cost controls into the scheme, as the uptake was low when she was minister. And he also said that she followed her officials' advice.
Yes, I mean, if she won't necessarily be that happy about having her former special advisor brought into the spotlight, she at least will be happy about him saying that he thought, for instance, that she followed her officials' advice, that ministers had the right to expect that civil servants would get this kind of thing right, that at the stage that she was the minister, the problem was that the uptake in this scheme from farmers and indeed businesses was low, and so there was no advice that she really needed to get cost controls in. He also defended her letter to the banks. You'll remember that that got a lot of attention when she talked about this scheme being guaranteed and godfathered, and that it was a good bet for the banks. He said at that stage, given that the banks were reluctant to lend in general, her letter to the banks drawing attention to the renewable heating scheme was totally reasonable, because he's saying at that stage, of course, she wasn't getting any advice from her officials that the scheme was so badly flawed.
If you go back to December 19th, when she made that statement to the Assembly, she said a former Enterprise Minister, that's Jonathan Bell, claims he made a decision to amend the scheme but was overruled by special advisers. Since last week, she said on December 19th, "I've specifically investigated this claim. The evidence is clear. The minister was not subsequently overruled by special advisers, and I am clear that whatever representations may have been made by anyone on this issue, it was not being done with the authority of the party." Where does that statement stand this evening?
No doubt she'll be asked to amplify on that. I mean, I think from Jonathan Bell's perspective, he's been making the argument that he was trying to close down or curtail this scheme and then was coming up against this opposition from special advisers. He might take some solace from the fact that Andrew McCormick has now gone on the record saying it was his belief that there was this exertion of influence, albeit that it was a bit hearsay. He had no direct evidence. So if the scene senior civil servant involved in this, thought there was something to this. Then Jonathan Bell is now no longer alone in asserting that argument. At the same time, Arlene Foster, I suppose, would take solace from the fact that Andrew McCormick has not directed a finger of blame at her and has also put in this very important caveat of no direct evidence. And obviously, we would expect Andrew Crawford to make his views known, probably along the lines of the statement that he released last month. But we'll just have to see what he says in the light of what Andrew McCormick has been saying.
Well, in that statement last month, he says he spoke to the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Investment Special Advisor Timothy Cairns about the scheme because Mr. Crawford said he used to work in the department. He said then he didn't try to keep the scheme open at a higher rate. He denied doing that. And he said the role of advisers is to advise. Will Arlene Foster be giving evidence to the PAC, as she said she was prepared to do? Do we know?
Well, the problem is that the clock is now ticking down, and will we have a PAC on the other side of the election? It also, I suppose, depends on the restoration of devolution on the other side of the election. Whether they manage to call her to a hearing within the next few days, we've just really got a few days left now until the dissolution of the Assembly. The last sitting day of the Assembly is due to be Wednesday of next week, so whether she makes herself available for that, all a little bit up in the air right now. Potentially all of this could go to an inquiry, but we still don't know what form that inquiry will take, who will call that inquiry, when it might get going, and whether it will get buried under all the other controversies that we're no doubt about to get into in the course of the election campaign.
Thank you, Mark. More on this to come. We'll have reaction to it. Just to remind you that Andrew Crawford told the BBC last month his brother is the director of a company which successfully applied to the RHI scheme. He said, "I never sought to keep the scheme open at the original higher tariff against the wishes of the minister."